We now begin the Sefer itself, Shabbos Malkasa, Chelek Aleph, and we're beginning Perek Aleph. So Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph, and this chapter is entitled Malchus. Shabbos is called in the Torah Yom HaShavi'i, the seventh day. What is the meaning of emphasizing which day of the week it is? And it's repeated a number of times in the Torah, so there is this something specific about the fact that Shabbos is referred to as the seventh day. The pasuk which we say when we take out the Sefer Torah is a famous pasuk, L'cha Hashem ha-gedula v'ha-gevura v'ha-teferes v'ha-netzach v'ha-hoid k'cha b'shamayim v'aretz L'cha Hashem ha-mamlocha. Right, so the pasuk begins with six aspects of Hashem's, the way he connects with this world. Six midas of Hashem. We say, L'cha Hashem, you Hashem alone possess Hagadula, greatness, Gevura, strength, Teferes is splendor, Netzach is triumph, Hoid is glory. K'cha b'shamayim v'aretz, all that's in Shamayim v'aretz, everything in heaven and earth, is yours. And then, after we list out these six, Gedula, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoid, we say, L'cha Hashem ha-mamlacha. We conclude with the seventh. You, Hashem, alone possess mamlacha, the kingdom, the royalty, malchus. The seventh midah of Hashem is the midah of malchus. And what is the nature of this aspect of Hashem? What is this midah, and why is it particularly the seventh one? Now, just again, to clarify, when we count seven, Gedula, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoid is five, and Kichil B'Shamayim V'aretz is also a midah, which will be explained a little later. That's also one of the midahs. So there's six midahs, and then L'cha Hashem HaMamlacha. And why is it the seventh one? Now, the concept is obviously one deeply rooted in Kabbalah and the secrets of the Torah. However, there is a simple understanding to these concepts as well, and in particular in relation to understanding the nature of Shabbos, which is also called Shabbos Hamalka, the queen, because of its relationship to this Midah, the Midah of Malchus, and it being the seventh day. In our world, everything has a potential, a latent energy, and then its actual application, known as v'koyach and v'pail, its potential and its actualization. For example, having the characteristic of kindness, if you think into it, you'll see it has two parts. One is the desire to do kindness and the understanding how to perform kindness, and two is the ability to actually carry out acts of kindness. Now, there are people who love kindness. They love it with all their heart and soul, and they're thinking always, I should do this, I should do that, I should be giving this, and if only I could do that, I would do this. So kindness occupies their mind, and it's something they would love to do. But when push comes to shove, they don't actually come through with their desires and ideas, because actually carrying out a kindness requires a whole different level of the characteristic of that midah of chesed, of kindness. It's the ability to bring the thought to fruition, to turn b'kayach into b'pail. Imagine a person who's well off, and there's a collection for tzedakah, and he gets all fired up from the importance of the issue. He hears a speech, it really touches him, and he pledges a nice donation. He even gets other friends involved, and he gets them all to pledge. And truthfully, at that point, he really meant it, and really understood and felt the importance of the issue. But the next day, the guy comes to pick up the check, and he says, oh, I just don't have some time right now, but I'll certainly pay you within the next few days. And the same scene repeats itself after a few days, and then again. And then again. Now, it may be true that he hasn't regretted, even for a second, making his pledge. Yet, he just doesn't seem to find it within himself to actually donate. It's just too hard to take the money out of his pocket. This is a separate acquired trait, to be able to actualize what is in our hearts. And it's like a whole different world. The difficulty in carrying out a desire in practice, it could be because of lack of resources sometimes, right? It doesn't cost any money to want to give tzedakah, but a person simply might not have the ability to pay. And it can also be a difficulty emotionally, as we just explained. But regardless, there is a disconnect, by definition, between what's in our heart the potential kindness, the bekayach, and carrying out and actualizing the deed, the bepile.